Chapter 55. Virginia. The Wolf and the Mother. Apparently, howlers do kneel, Lilith says. I am in a nightmare. The clone of my brother stands before the mourning chair, running his hand along the smooth wood, as if it held an electric current. Still wearing his collar, Publius sits on the floor staring at nothing. Gorgo, the obsidian enforcer with gold teeth, watches the clone with deep respect. Severo, Pebble and Clown are driven to their knees beside me before the mourning chair. They have been beaten to a pulp, which means they look quite like I did after the mob did its work. Even my hair is missing chunks. My forearms are covered with poorly sutured wounds. You untidy abortion, Severo hisses at Lilla through mashed lips. How the hell are you still sucking oxygen? He glares at the clone. And what the fucking fuck is that? Lilith smiles idly and sits at the foot of the clone's chair. Bone riders rove about. Made all the more mad by their isolation in Deepgrave, they have decorated the room with the corpses of Republic wardens. Mustang, what is this? Severo asks. Who is the beady-eyed rodent? That is a clone of my brother, I reply. The spike has not been removed but no longer plays with my serotonin levels. Instead, my legs are paralysed. I barely notice. The jackal, Pebble whispers. Bullshit, Severo says. Bullshit. He tries to stand but receives a kick from a bone rider to his stomach. He falls, gasping. Gorgo walks up to him and kicks him again for good measure before returning to the clone. How? The Emperor is a master strategist, Lilith proclaims. He sees all.
He sees all, Gorgo echoes.
I was not certain my plan to wrest control of the sovereignty from Octavia would work, the abomination says, still examining the chair. So I left dear Lilith instructions and samples of my DNA in case my life was spent in the effort. I left messages and instructions to myself. One can never be too careful. He walks around the chair, eyes barely coming over the top. After she recovered from her own wounds, Lilith went to Earth and found Zanzibar the Master Carver and proved her ultimate loyalty by growing me in her own womb. Severo literally throws up. He spits bile on the ground. You that desperate to get the jackal inside you? The only way you could do it was by shitting out his clone. Lilith lunges forward, so close to caving in Severo's skull with her hatchet. The abomination calls out her name and she stops mid-swing. The look she gives him is deep with affection, none of it motherly. No one misses it, not even the bone riders. But they don't seem to care one look. The joy they feel being in their armour again is almost childlike. That is the most bent thing I've ever heard, Clown says. Pebble squints at Clown. Did you give us LSD again? You know I hate LSD. Quality stock like Victra choosing a mongrel for a mate is far more perverse than simple cloning, the clone says. Lilith blinks unhappily at the mention of the Julii. Victor's sister, Antonia, was my brother's lover before he died, and she did not look like Lilith. But that was the opinion of my first life. I care very little, except for the pollution of the gene pool that you and your mongrel children represent. My babies would eat your heart out with a spoon, Severo says. Oh, please, Severo. It wouldn't do to make me fret. He taps his finger on his chin. I have learned something watching this republic. People only obey when it costs them something to disobey. So, the next time you threaten me, Severo, I will teach you how much it costs, and we'll see if it happens again. Prime? Don't talk to me like you know me. I don't know you, you little freak. You're not a real person, you're just afterbirth. Mustang? How have you not vomited all over yourself? I stay silent, unable to put my cluttered thoughts to words. Daxo, Dancer, Theodora, dead.
Who else? Holiday? Darrow's mother? Kavax? Who else because of my monstrous bloodline? Daxo was my best friend. And this is what killed him. I feel shattered. If this creature got a hold of Pax, thank Jove for Victra. Keep him safe. Keep Electra safe. Mustang, Severo says. Can you hear me? Her name is Virginia, the clone says to Severo. The same blood runs through her veins as in mine. I am Adrius, and I am not Adrius. In some ways, I am less. In some, I am more. I have learned from my first life, studied the archival recordings of the Institute and the lives of my enemies. He sits down in the morning chair. Pulling apart your republic was so easy a child could do it, he smiles. I cannot rule publicly, of course. In time, perhaps. But until then, my socialist dog will do. He strokes Publius's head. The disgraced senator flinches. I did intend for Pax to be my passage so I could earn my scar. But Sephi interfered, and Atlas insisted Lilith not pursue. I finally speak. The Fear Knight would never ally with you. You nuked Luna. He doesn't know I exist, of course. This was my design, my day of red doves. My little birds sang such sweet songs to me. He gestures to the high windows where the Patchelbell sing. There were Patchelbell in the window when Dancer and I met. There were Patchelbell in the gardens where I had so many conversations. But we checked them for hardware when Sophocles kept eating them. It must be something more sophisticated than that.
Atlas and Atalantia merely liaise with Lilith in the end, the clone continues.
We were going to sell Electra to Julia Albellona. Old debts and all. He smiles at Lilith. She looks pleased to be out of her red disguise and back in her Bone Rider armour. The fools think they have a puppet on Luna, a red queen. What a hollow farce. He taps his finger to his lips. He is identical to Adrius, even in his tics, if not in his memories. I'm going to kill you, Severo says. Didn't get the pleasure last time. And it will be slow. The clone watches him without emotion. I told you the next threat would cost you. This is your fault. Gorgo, please bring in the wolf and the prisoners. The obsidian disappears out a side passage. A moment later, the great sun doors at the far end of the hall open. Syndicate Thorns guide in a cargo skiff loaded with a giant iron statue of a howling wolf. It thumps against the ground as it sets down behind us. Sounds come from inside. A voice calls out through the iron.
Min Min?
Pebble whispers beside me.
No, 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 Clown murmurs.
Severo just watches as the iron wolf begins to glow with heat. The iron thumps as the howlers inside try to kick their way out. Smoke slithers through the wolf's nostrils. Then the trapped men and women inside begin to scream. As they melt in its belly, their cries of agony funnel through the chamber of the wolf's throat to ululate into a howl. When no more howls escape the wolf and the smell of roasted meat fills the room, the clone speaks. Did you learn your lesson, Severo? Severo does not reply. He's not inside his body at all. Neither are Clown and Pebble. Their eyes are glassy, their shoulders slumped. Severo's eyes are dry and dead. I hope you have, Severo, because I have great plans for you. My sister has uncovered ways to play with the mind. I'm going to play with yours. So the next time you see your wife, your daughters, you will not even know who they are. I will strip you of all you wanted, as you and your pack stripped me of all I wanted. He strokes the chair. Then we will be even. I have never seen Severo afraid like this. He glances at me, knowing full well what we did to the Duke of Hands. And now that it is his turn, all the blood rushes from his face. His hands tremble at his sides as if he is being electrocuted. His girls are his everything.
With an animal scream, he lunges for Adrius and gets just far enough for Lilith to personally beat him to the ground. She gets up, and she nails him in the head with the hilt of her hatchet. He stands again, bleeding everywhere, and another bone rider kicks him in the kidneys. Time and again, he stands up and takes a step toward the clone until Lilith kicks him in the head 2 steps short. Severo goes limp on the ground, and I can do nothing. My confidence, my proud intellect are dormant in the face of this. I am paralyzed inside and out with horror. "Just kill us and end this ridiculous show," I snap. The clone's face is blank for me as bone riders drag Severo away. "You are not Adrius. You're just playing the role she taught you," I point at Lilith. The clone walks down from his perch to cut my face. "The blood that runs through your veins runs through mine. You are my sister, Virginia, my only blood. How could I ever kill you?" He strokes my hair. "You are family. Too long you have been weighed down by fools and insects. You deserve a second chance." Behind him, Lilith sucks on her teeth. "You deserve true dominion over the sheep."